but I passed the breath test. This is McDaniel Reynolds with the Reynolds Defense Firm, and we specialize in one thing. We represent good people facing DUI charges. While you know that it's illegal to drive with a .08 or greater blood alcohol content, not everyone knows that you could be arrested in Oregon for an alcohol DUI even if you blow well under a .08. This is a pretty loose standard, and it's a way that many of the good people we represent find themselves needing our help when they thought they were doing everything right. The Reynolds Defense Firm. We're solid, we're here if you need us, and we are very good at what we do.
Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
I love sports. I love the emotion that sports makes us feel. I love the places it takes us. I love the life lessons we get out of sports. I love the culture and the sociology element of a locker room and a team and the dynamic of coaching and teamwork and players coming together to fight for something that's bigger than themselves. It was on display on Sunday as the University of Washington women's soccer team was playing Michigan State in the Big Ten Conference Tournament Championship. The Huskies have had a year. They have been very good on the field. They have also been going through some stuff. And one of their teammates, Mia Hamant, died last Thursday. I said earlier, I know her story. I had followed her story all along. I never met her. She died at the age of 21, and she had a rare form of kidney cancer, stage 4 kidney cancer. She was diagnosed. She went through countless rounds of chemotherapy, radiation treatments, immunotherapy. She had pain radiating in her legs. She was sick to her stomach, debilitating fatigue. All year long, she showed up to be there for her teammates. She said, quote, "I want to be there for my team. I made the games, every game, because my team was there for me." She grew up in the Bay Area. She was an all-league soccer player. She played third base on her high school softball team. She goes to Washington on scholarship, works herself into the starting lineup. She was one of the best goalkeepers in the Big Ten Conference as a junior. She missed her whole senior season. And on Thursday, she dies. And on Sunday, her teammates are playing for the conference championship, but they're also playing for her. I want to play a little bit of Mia's comments in an interview that she did from the hospital as she was undergoing treatment. This is, you know, she was asked about finding out about her diagnosis. Here's how she found out.
When I found out, I was alone. My mom was in the hospital with me, but she was taking a work phone call. And I kind of wanted to figure out alone what my diagnosis was, because, like, I don't know, just something about me. Like, I didn't want to be around people. But the doctor came in, and I feel so bad for this guy. Like, he has a daughter my age, and he had to break the news to me, and I just started bawling my eyes out. Like, I was just crying.
It says so much about her that she included that part about the doctor. That, to me, it speaks to me that, you know, oh, I felt bad for the doctor. Says something about the compassion that she had as a person. She also talked about, you know, the saddest part of her sickness.
That's, like, the saddest part, honestly, is just, like, not being able to play with my best friends. Last year, I would say, is my breakout season, but that has been stopped. That has been put in halt. I feel like I've been robbed of just my body being at its peak. Like, every 21-year-old girl, like, this is like your prime almost. So just like not being the most confident in my skin has really sucked. So I feel like I've been robbed in that way because my body is just, it's fighting the cancer.
Body fighting the cancer all the way to the end. Mia Hamant died on Thursday last week. Her team played on Sunday. Here to talk about it is one of her teammates. Tanner Ijams is the goalkeeper at the University of Washington. They end up in a shootout against Michigan State. Of course, it comes to a shootout. Chance for a goalkeeper to shine. And it comes down to a final shot that has to be stopped. And Tanner Ijams makes that stop. Washington wins, not just for itself, but for Mia as well. And Tanner Ijams is joining us now. Tanner, thank you for giving us your time. I appreciate it.
Yes, of course. Nice to be here.
Yeah. Take us through this. I mean, you know, this teammate in this team, You know, what does Mia mean to you guys in that locker room, and you watched her throughout that sickness in that last year?
Yeah, Mia's always been so special to us. She's always been a huge light to everyone on this team and everyone that she's met, everyone that's been around her. She's just such an amazing person beyond just a soccer player. So I feel so blessed that I got to know her. She was always supporting me, helping me. Even when she was sick, she was so inspirational to me, texting me after every game and just helping me perfect my game and be a little bit like her. So, yeah, she's been amazing this entire journey, as well as before her cancer journey. So I'm just so grateful that I had to have her in my life.
I say, you know, teams often play for causes that are bigger than themselves. You play for each other. But you had a wristband on that had Mia's name on it. You guys, you're wearing orange ribbons in your hair to sort of honor her. Her jersey's placed on the bench before Sunday's game. How hard was that turnaround emotionally for you guys from Thursday to Sunday as you're playing for the championship?
Yeah, that was definitely a roller coaster of emotions. Obviously, having our semifinal match that Thursday, finding out later that night after winning, we were all in a conference room together, and our Nina, who is one of our athletic directors, broke the news to us, and we all just started sobbing together. But it was really special to have the entire team there together. I think it meant a lot to each and every one of us that we could lean into each other and count on each other for support. It was very emotional, and we knew that we had a final to play in, so that night we kind of just let ourselves feel everything that we needed to feel, let out all of the emotion, and then the next day we went to train and it was go time, and we knew that Mia would want us to go out there and perform for her, so that's exactly what we did.
It's 1-1 at the end of regulation. Not lost on me that when you guys get your goal in regulation, that, you know, the goal scorer points to her wrist. That chokes me up even seeing that.
Yeah.
In that moment, I mean, it gets me.
Yeah, me too.
You guys get into this shootout situation.
Mm-hmm.
You got to feel, as a goalkeeper, this is your time, but also you're on a little bit of an island out there. What are you thinking as the PKs are starting?
Right. I've always loved penalty shootouts. PKs in general have always been one of my favorite parts of the game. There's really not a lot of pressure on the goalkeeper, as the shooter is supposed to make their PK. It's kind of set up for them to make their PK. So not a lot of pressure on you. I've learned so much from Mia, even last year from PK. She's had some amazing saves, obviously, in the Big Ten quarterfinals with Iowa. She's just been amazing, and she's taught me so much about reading the forward and guessing ways and techniques. So just really soaking that up and then having that confidence going into it. I had no doubt that we were going to win that game when it went to penalties.
That last save that you make that seals it, what are you literally thinking about as you know, the whistle's blown?
Yeah, I think all of us started immediately crying when we were celebrating, because going the entire game, you kind of have to focus on what's in front of you. And then the second the whistle blows, like, all of that's over and you can really just think about everything. And Mia was the first thing that came into our minds when that whistle blew, and the fact that we did it for her. So everyone just celebrating together, crying. You can obviously see the raw emotion on the field. It was really special. So I think the first thing I thought about was just Mia and how I really hope she would be proud of everything that we did.
You get a lot of teams that you know, will have issues in the locker room. And I can't help but, as I was learning more about Mia's story, I was thinking to myself, you know, how dare I complain about the weather? How dare I feel sorry for myself? As a teammate of hers, do you go through some of that? Like, you're sore, you're tired. Do you look over at what Mia's going through throughout the last 6 months?
Yes, definitely. I think that's been a big part of everything. When we get tired, when we get sore, just realizing, like, how strong she is and how amazing she's been throughout this season, being in so much pain but still showing up to every single one of our home games and being there despite being in that amount of pain. She was genuinely the strongest person I've ever known in my entire life. So the second that I start to feel a little bit tired on the field and I'm like, shoot, like, I want to just, like, mentally zone out or just not be there, I'm just thinking, hey, like, if she was able to do this and still show up for us, like, I owe it to her and to everyone to show up for them.
We're talking with Tanner Ijams, who is the goalkeeper, University of Washington. They've advanced. You're playing for the College Cup, NCAA tournament. They will play on Friday, hosting a game. You know, I don't know if you had a chance, but, you know, people who don't know the sort of the way that you guys practice, I have to think you spent a lot of time with Mia. And do you have conversations with her as, you know, this season's going on? Is she trying to help coach you? Is she trying to talk with you? Do you feel, you know, a little bit like, you know, I should, you know, you should talk to her, give her something else to focus on besides being sick?
Yeah, for sure. I think we were all there for her as much as she was there for us in the end, because she obviously told us she wanted to be treated normally, so we would still gossip with her, talk with her about, like, just teenage stuff, you know, college girls. And so we just included her in all of that and just made her feel as normal as possible, because she was still our teammate and our best friend through all of this, despite what she was going through. So, yeah, it was really special to have her in practice and games there for me. I remember a distinct moment before my first college game against Oregon State. She pulled me aside and was like whispering in my ear, and she told me to make sure that my shorts were pulled down far enough, because on TV now I have to make sure that, like, it looks like I'm wearing shorts. And I just love that moment, because it was just like such a Mia moment. She's so sweet and just so funny. I just remember her for being absolutely hilarious.
I love that, because you're, you know, here's this great advice, and hey, by the way, here's a fashion tip for you. Make sure the shorts
exactly.
are down. But I was thinking about that today, because she made the comment like she wanted to be treated normally. She wanted the drama. She wanted the gossip. But I got a hard time thinking, like, you know, you guys are sitting around going, oh my gosh, I had the worst day. I dropped my phone and the screen broke, you know, and, you know, because you're not going to do that. Was it hard to be normal and give her the drama, or do you always come back to sort of the gravity of the situation with her?
No, I think everyone, I don't think we are afraid to share even the slightest little bits of our lives, because that's what we would do before. And I think that's what made it so special, is the fact that we could say, like, oh my God, my day sucked. Oh my gosh. Like, because she just loves that. She loves hearing about our lives, and she was always such a girl's girl, so we could talk about our personal lives with her. We could talk about anything serious with her. She was just someone that I would go to no matter what I was facing in life, and I don't think it made her sad to hear about things that we were going through, just because she was going through something a million times worse. I think it just made her feel happy and special to still be involved in our team.
You guys are on a mission. You're on a journey here, and
Yeah. There's
a lot of emotion. It felt like after the game, there was that moment, you know, I think it's you, her holding up the trophy. You're like, for Mia, this is for Mia. You know, you have a match coming, and you've got a tournament now that you need to play well in. You know, how are you guys feeling as this approaches, and what role does Mia play in what happens next?
Yeah, Mia is always going to play a crucial role in everything that we do. We keep talking about how her legacy is going to live on here forever, and she's always going to be here with us watching every single game, and I feel her presence throughout that all. But yeah, definitely coming home after the finals game, like, we're riding a high, it feels good, but then just being in spaces that she's always been in with us was especially hard. So definitely some of the emotions hit now in the last few days since being home. So I think just tomorrow when we start training for our game on Friday, it's just going to be, hey, we're doing this for her, but we have to make sure we're locked in the entire time so that we can execute. And I truly believe this team can win it all. So
I love it. When you're around campus, you know, I know football players and the basketball team get a lot of love, but are people giving you a fist bump, you know, today or over the weekend? Did you hear from classmates?
Yes, definitely. We've definitely felt the support through all of this. Obviously, this is a really special story, and everyone is kind of rooting for us now. A lot of people that didn't even know soccer are shooting texts and just celebrating with us. So the support has meant so much, especially with this team going through everything that it is. So we've been so grateful for Husky Nation, and the fact that this is reaching such far distances.
You obviously get on track this year. You guys are playing at a high level. I want to go back to high school real quick. You know, I know your dad was a volleyball player. So what made you pick the goal? At what point in your life did you go, I'm a soccer goalie? Why not a outside hitter?
That's so funny you say that. I was playing both sports up until probably being 13-ish years old, and I loved them both, but my heart was always with soccer. I always loved it more, and my dad was super supportive of that, despite being a volleyball player and probably wanting me to lean towards volleyball a little bit. But yeah, my heart has always been in that goal, and yeah, it's when I was 13, I made the decision to pursue soccer.
As a goalkeeper, your best friends have to be those defenders back there with you, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Close with them?
Yes, my best friends. And super big shout out to my center backs, Kolo Suliafu and Anna Menti. Amazing center backs. They've been locked down for me. And I think the connection and chemistry that we've built this year has been unmatched. And then having our outside backs, Maylin Montoya, obviously a freshman, step up. She's been amazing. And Maya Loud stepping up on the other side. Our defense has been so locked down. And I think that's what's gotten us this far in season.
I love that. And I love the connection and the chemistry you guys have. I think in some ways, you know, we talk about tragedy and it's such a heartbreaking story. And there's an uplifting side to this story as well. And love what you guys are doing. Keep it going. I wrote about it. I'm you know, honored to bring you on the show and talk about it. We'll get you back on when you're playing for the championship here in a couple weeks.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for joining us. There she goes. Tanner Ijams. She is the goalkeeper at the University of Washington. And yes, Stephen, my voice was cracking there in just for a moment as she was talking about her teammate. It's part of the beautiful, one of the beautiful things about sport is how it brings us together, and not just a soccer team that is brought together. I wrote about Mia today at johnconzano.com. I had a couple of administrators at Washington State reach out and say, gosh, you know, I read what you wrote about Mia, and I'm crying here. I had the athletic director at Washington, Pat Chun, reached out. I had people at Oregon and Oregon State reach out. You know, I talked to Jim Etzel at Sport Oregon today on the phone for a bit, and Etzel was like, hey, man, I was crying during lunch reading what you wrote. Like, there is a unification that happens in sports, and I often talk about teams that either divide or unify. There's a unification that happens in our society when we get a story like this, and I would encourage you to check that piece out and read about Mia, in part because I think one of the things that she taught us amid tremendous adversity and a horrible break, this was a bad, awful, awful scenario for her. Being a young person, vibrant, healthy, gets a rare kind of cancer that, oh, by the way, impacts her kidneys, but some of the therapies that older people respond to, well, young people don't. It was this horrible break that she got in a number of different ways. And amid that, she stays positive, tells people, treat me like normal, include me in the drama. She valued her relationships. She valued her teammates. She leaned into what she could control. She did not sit around waiting for a sad ending. She said, hey, there's some joy here in the mundane parts of life that we all take for granted. I'm going to show up for my teammates because they showed up for me. They go out and win that shootout. And to Tanner's credit, she makes the save. To her teammates' credit, they win the game. They play Montana on Friday in the NCAA tournament. But I can tell you, they're not alone. They've got a lot of us with them now. And you know who else is with them? Mia. She will always be with them. Leave it here.